Chapter 2. In the seventh month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw the house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, says Yahweh, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all of the people of the land, says Yahweh, and work. For I am with you, says Yahweh of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit abode among you. Fear you not. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, Yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the precious things of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, says Yahweh of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says Yahweh of hosts. The latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former, says Yahweh of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says Yahweh of hosts. In the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any food, shall it become holy? And the priest answered and said, No. Then said Haggai, If one that is unclean by reason of a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, It shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, says Yahweh, and so is every work of their hands, that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you, consider from this day and backward, before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of Yahweh, through all that time, when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10, and when one came to a wine vat that drew out 50 vessels, there were but 20. I struck you with blasting, with mildew, and with hail, and with all the work of your hands, yet you turn not to me, says Yahweh. Consider, I pray you, from this day and backward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, since the day that the foundation of Yahweh's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yes, the vine and the fig tree, and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. The word of Yahweh came the second time to Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, says Yahweh of hosts, will I take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, son of Shealtiel, says Yahweh, and I will make you as a signet, for I have chosen you, says Yahweh of hosts.